Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's going on? I'm the God.
And I'm the Great.
All right, I know we say this all the time, but this episode is a wild
one. One, boy. Woo! Karen Feehan, get ready for the show.
Let's go.
I'll be just laughing at you. You be saying everything. I mean,
you're like, go ahead, Dave, do another one. Go ahead, Dave.
The absolute best hype man in the fucking business.
I know who I am, man.
I love it.
I'm a goddamn.
What's going on, party people? I'm
the
Dave
comedy
Temple.
Comedy cheerleader, Derek Gaines, the great boy.
I
like my friends when they get, because, you know, if I can't think of a joke, yeah, I can laugh at y'all joke. Look at that.
That is one hell of a way to live, man. Yeah. Like you are like a hot girl, man.
Hey, man.
You're a hot girl.
I'm the bimbo of the group. I was always the bimbo of the 6 foot.
He's just here to have fun. You
I'm
know
here
what
to
mean?
Yeah, I'm here to party. Good to see everyone.
Give it up for our guest here, another hot girl. I'll give it up for Karen Feehan.
Karen,
what's up, Karen?
Feehan. Yep. Yeah.
Oh. You really fucking erased Monroe from the show pretty quickly.
No,
did he? Oh no, that was
Dave. Dave, you're so powerful. You're coming with this. I was like, ooh, woman who? Wow.
Don't do that, because my bro.
Recognize my power.
Monroe opted out. Dave came in because he knew I could do this myself.
Forgot our sneakers. I'm being a problematic white woman.
Yes, you are. So that's why we have you here. Because there's no need for apologies. White women do not apologize.
Niggas are gangsters, bro.
I thought I was here specifically to apologize.
Dirty chai drinking motherfuckers, man.
I think that's some shit you
wanted to do.
You
don't like dirty chai?
I just don't like when y'all order it.
Okay.
Can I have a dirty chai? Oh,
what
God. Thank you so much.
Oh.
So just to fill Karen in, because this is Karen's first time on with me, but we have now started the Black Air Force One.
Should I throw my beats in? I'm just
kidding. Oh, so funny.
What do you know about this shoe? What do you know about
Air Force One?
Yeah.
I know you're mad about white, or somebody's mad about, sorry for using the collective you. mad about white girls in their dirty Air Force Ones.
The fuck are you?
This is our news guy. I think he's saying that you said Tiger Woods is dead. Is that what you're saying?
Is he? He was in a car accident. I saw he was injured. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What?
Interesting way to react, though.
Text me. I don't know what the fuck.
I heard he was injured.
It better be that, because if it's not that, and he's at, you know, being apeshit about.
Oh my God.
Is that what it is, Dylan?
No, that's two in a row. If that's it.
Pockets just lost.
That'd be weird, though. Like, I don't know. We're not even
who's
a live
two,
show
wait,
to
sorry,
sit
who's
and start talking about it, but it is weird.
Because Tiger got another accident, and they had to get the jaws of life to get him out of the car, but I don't know if that was him saying that Tiger's gone. I don't know. Tiger Woods.
Oh, and it wouldn't be up
he
that
did
fast,
a sweeping motion, too. I was like, I was
hurt and rolled over car crash. Los Angeles, boy. Jesus Christ.
L.A. ain't the place. L.A. care.
Well, anyway. Thanks for bringing down the fucking mood.
Shit.
I'm too high for this right now.
No, okay. Just edit that out. Tell us. Let's go back to this.
Jesus fucking Christ.
White girls don't know how to keep these shoes clean.
That's so
white girls, they do not.
This is what I heard. I'm repeating what I heard.
White girls will run Air Force Ones into the
ground.
And they're not even... They're not even poor white girls.
No.
I know very well-off white girls, ankles out, you know,
in defense, I feel like sometimes things happen with sneakers and they slowly transition from your going out sneakers to your maybe weekend sneakers or like you're walking your dog sneakers.
Yeah.
So I will say...
But y'all combined all three with that white Air Force One.
I know. I will say that my female black friends have the cleanest sneakers, and when I ask them about it, they fuck with it. They never tell me how. I'm like, how do you keep them so clean? They're like, I wear these in the rain. I'm like, shut up. Stop messing with me.
What's the real reason? I think there's a difference in the way white women maneuver. I've walked with white women.
Okay.
And
we're just clumsy. Is this it? You guys just step in shit all day.
It is fascinating, though. I've watched white women just walk through puddles. Like, they don't.
They don't go around it.
They don't go around.
Never been arrested. Never been arrested.
Yeah, man. It is too much joy going on.
I was fascinated by that, though. I watched many times women go ankle deep in fucking puddles
with the white
and not even react.
Just splashing. Like, have you guys ever shoplifted? Yeah. Got away with
it? Man. Yeah, man. I'm telling you. I think the white Air Force One on a hipster white woman is like how they pitch woo to black dudes. Like, they just go, hey. And then be like, oh, that's the girl.
What do you have on your feet, Karen? What do you got?
Oh, these are. I was wondering what you guys were gonna think about these. These are Maj. This is a more of like
nice shoe.
This is a dressy sneak.
Okay.
And it's the same company that is Sandro. It's like,
oh, I know Sandro. Okay, yeah, I know so Sandro. Sandro's that's some fly shit.
It's a little preppy, and this sweater is by the same. I thought you guys would like this. You guys like bling, right?
It's a nice little.
I love Karen's energy. Karen's got like bitchy cool mom energy.
Bitchy cool.
That's why I'm like, you know what?
I'm cool.
Y'all go. I'm gonna hang out with Miss Karen. Yeah. You know what I mean? And just listen to
y'all
her talk
smoke
shit
in
about
the go smoke in the basement. You know, I'll be down there later.
You're so
did you
right.
ever have did you ever have a white friend like that where you go over and they mom would flirt with you a little bit because you was the black boy?
Nah. I mean, it was a cool thing.
Ooh, because that's a weird game. I've had that weird game being played where
the black
it's like,
moms flirt with me, not the white.
Yeah,
moms.
I've had that also, but the white mom I'm scared of because like I didn't know that energy.
Yeah,
the black mom I'd entertain it a little bit because I knew that energy.
Right? Why you think the white mom's gonna get you in trouble?
I have no idea. Remember,
I'm always a little skeptical.
You all, you were fascinating to me when I met you. Remember when I pulled you aside at the stand and
was
like,
"I was like,
no,"
shit. And everybody ignored me.
That
like,
is
that's
what it
Karen.
Felt like.
She's fine. She's playing.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, your energy was different because you were like, you don't look like you should be bitchy, and it's, but it's funny. You know what I'm saying? It's humorous.
I just try to be myself. I guess that's what
when
it
you
is.
Got the Voss McFarlane check, I was like, oh, okay, I gotta fuck with it. And then I started paying attention. I was like, yeah, she is real cool.
That's true, right? Like, certain people that you like respect when they sort of start respecting somebody, you're like, oh, all right.
And
I'll
she got the rich Voss Bonnie McFarlane, like,
I'll give him a second peek. I'll give him a look.
Yeah. I don't do that. No, I try not to do that. I hate that. That is a weird thing.
Go ahead.
To only
that's
pay
why me
attention
and Derek
to something.
Are successful.
I know, right?
It's called networking, you idiot.
You guys are hot
I'm
chicks,
kidding,
man.
Kidding,
yeah, you're
kidding.
Both going to navigate. No.
But it's that, when it's like people like Rich and Bonnie, I mean, that's to me, that's like the opposite of like networking. That's not like, you know, they're just like real deal.
Well, you know,
people
they hate
I'm not
everybody.
Talking about that.
They
I'm talking about what
hate
he said.
Everybody.
Where he said, I like he knew who you were beforehand, but when someone else.
I got to. That's my stat. You know
yeah,
that.
I know.
You
yeah,
know that.
I know. It is funny.
Give,
have
like,
you
no
been around Derek when new people come up?
Oh, I've been fucking trying to get him to like Jared for like 6 months now.
I hate that nigga.
He hates him. He hates him.
I go because he's doing the most.
Too much.
And then when I got on his show, the Mama's Boy show, they took 1,000. Thank you, man. Thank you so much, man, for doing it, man. You know, man. Can we get this photo up, man? I like, love you, man. Like, oh, all right.
18,000 open micers, and Derek just cuts through them like Moses
like,
parting
the
sea.
I was like, what is this 8 Mile
Derek's
shit?
Here.
Yeah.
Derek's here. Derek's
it's weird.
Here.
It's because did you ever do that when you were younger as a comic?
What?
Did you ever fan for that or go with the group to be like, oh, such and such is here?
I don't know. It is sort of like when you are a fan of somebody and then they are appreciating somebody else's humor. Yeah, it makes me kind of take a look. Like, that's all. I think that's all it is.
Okay. Why am I bad for
He's
that?
Not.
No
you're
one
not.
Said you're bad.
And then she start hosting these kill ass shows. She start hosting all the kill ass outdoor shows and indoor shows.
Well, this motherfucker's got balls. All right, first of all, let's talk about this shit because, you know, Karen, and you've never been shy about the OnlyFans shit, right?
Right.
And what I love about it is.
When I was in a relationship, I was a little shy about it. AKA, I took about a $90,000 hit while I was trying to stay in love.
Jesus Christ.
I want those
what
months back.
You won't do.
Do for love. You tried everything. And an only fan. Oh, I'm sorry.
90.
I'm hot.
But you know what I mean? Like
it is warm in here.
You definitely threw. No, she was talking about she's hot.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
hot.
Yeah. I'm moist. I'm hot. No, I'm just kidding. Being weird. You don't have to turn it down. I'd rather take this off because you can see my tank top and it looks like that brown is like bothering me.
Oh, okay.
Just leave it. We're good, Dylan. Thank you for that hustle, though.
Thank you, Dill.
Pickles, my nigga, the producer, working his ass off because there's a chick in the studio today. I don't like all of this hustle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like all of this hustle, Dylan.
Dylan is
usually vaginally inspired. On the fucking phone. Dylan, she said she was fucking, I'm hot. This motherfucker, right? Hey, hey, I got you.
OnlyFans.
I could be like, yo. I could go, Dylan, get the music ready. Dylan's like, yeah. Okay, well.
Yeah. Come blow in my armpits, Dylan.
Oh no.
Is this your style?
OnlyFans is fun.
I fuck with Karen.
Okay.
That's me. Dylan, yeah.
That's some weird skinny shit. We're gonna do like
a stepmom type porn vibe. Me and Dylan, yeah.
Good for y'all.
Some of the hottest is if the stepmom's hot enough and the guy's hot. Although right now I'm into casting couch porn.
Oh.
That shit is pretty interesting.
I got a camera.
It's pretty crazy.
It is pretty.
I go, what the
fuck?
Like, really?
I don't beat it. I just go, what the fuck is in their mind?
Because the weird thing is they leave all of the manipulation in. So it's like you're not here for the sex.
That's what I come to.
Are you serious?
That's sick.
So
a peek into the female mind, right? Into like the depths of like what turns you on. It's sort of bizarre, right? But the manipulation of it that the male is doing to the female for whatever reason is a huge turn on to me.
Wow.
I think it's because I think with a slightly male persona.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm a masculine sort, like when I think of like sex and stuff.
Okay. You a shooter.
Yeah, there's something about it. Like that, like I'm like, yeah, get her.
Yeah. I get it.
She's a predator. Karen, a goddamn predator, bro.
Dylan, close your ears.
But Because what is it? Is it more so for the man, or do you like laughing at the girls kind of being taken advantage of, like dumb bitches?
I don't think we're allowed. Yeah. But it's all that. But like, I don't think we're allowed. There's almost something about being like a modern day feminist that makes me feel like I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
It turns me on watching the guy be turned on. That's what arouses me.
Yeah.
I can watch a girl like flick her clit all day long and I'm like, you look good, babe. Like, way to keep it in shape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there's something about a dirty piece of shit doctor just getting his fucking rocks off in this dumb Russian's asshole.
Dumb Russian asshole. Yeah, that sounds like a sandwich, doesn't it? The dumb Russian. I'll take the dumb Russian, please.
I'll take the dumb Russian asshole, please. A large. I gotta have it. Can I have a gotta have it dumb Russian? Can I have pieces of cake in there? Put some cake and some sprinkles in that bitch. I'd like to have the dumb Russian asshole.
I'm into that. I'm into watching the girl get aroused also. Like, I kind of want the dude to be enthused with the shit.
Right. Okay.
The fake shit talking, I can't get with the fake shit talking in porn.
Same.
Like, the shit talking got to be genuine because nobody's like Wesley Pipes, and that's the fucked up thing.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of white shit talkers in porn, is it?
It's this, you're right. It's like the verbal stuff is where I think we're lacking. Like, there's so much, there's not enough of an arc.
So we need some script writers.
Some script writers, you know, it's like, I'm not going to come. There's no climax to like watching a girl, where are we going? Where are we going?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, fast forward. And next thing you know, it's like, you got to pay for this. I'm like, fuck. I'm out.
I lose a lot of time fast forwarding in porn.
Sure.
That's been my entire fucking life.
It's tough.
That was even before the internet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Get to the point. Like, you just gotta, it's always.
Right.
It's
like, well, no, I was always anxious that there was just something else. Is there something else?
Right. There better be. Sometimes I fast forward to the end to make sure it's gonna be worth
it. And then go back.
I'm like, this redhead doesn't come on her face in fucking 5 minutes.
Goddamn. But that's why y'all got to click on compilation. See? The quick cuts.
Nah, that's
no. You like, no.
That is some ADD shit, man.
Oh, nigga, that's the. That's what drives you crazy the fastest.
Okay.
That's what drives you nuts. That's when you lose all sense of everything.
I know, when you walk
around and go, everything's fucking.
Oh my God. That's like Chris D'Elia vision. He's like, so much pussy.
It's sexual epilepsy. That's what it is. That's why I got to quit fucking with porn, nigga. It makes you
fucking nuts. Too much.
I try to take at least 2 to 3 days off in between now.
Okay. I'm trying to quit. I'm saying it on the show. I'm trying to quit porn. I made a decision to quit it last night. I can't do it no more.
Wow.
It's just too toxic.
I've been working on it.
We'll check in, Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do a weekly check in.
I was working on making it. I just make mine efficient. Like, it's It's scheduled in the day.
Oh, scheduled in the day.
Right before reading. Yeah.
Like, I was going to say, like, teenage daughter. How old is the other one?
My youngest? Yeah. She turns 10. Yeah. Right.
Damn, baby getting, she getting old.
I know, right?
She's getting old. 10 days. Baby getting old.
Hold on. This is the shit that fucks with me, too, now. The parties are weird, man. Like, mm-hmm. The parties are
stop going on,
Dave. I'm not.
Kids party.
What's she into now, like, at 10?
It's always a fucking hotel party.
No.
For the 16 or the 10?
No, my 10-year-old.
No.
My ex,
that's a bad start,
dude. Guess what I'm telling you.
That's
my
a bad
ex,
fucking
like,
start.
The parties are very extravagant. They've always been.
Okay.
But as they're getting older, and now the two of them are dictating, it's weird. Where it'll be like, okay, it's skating. Then we're headed back to the hotel.
Cha-ching.
We're gonna party. We're gonna. I just kind of like
for a 10-year-old.
Yeah,
that's some Myrtle Beach
she did
shit.
It last year too.
That's wild,
like,
bro.
So I think that's a level of success, right? Where I just get a credit card bill.
A 10-year-old partying at the Holiday Inn.
I
like,
can't fight it anymore. I don't.
Yeah, it's a hojo.
Popping bottles.
I don't want them to have like
the ice
you know.
Bucket.
I don't want them to ever feel like I didn't do what I was supposed
like
to do.
10 years old going to get the ice. Yeah.
You don't want her to grow up and be like everybody else had a hotel party except me because my dad said no. Yeah.
The hotel party,
or at least she's
so
gonna
seedy.
Be the one that does it. Yeah. She's gonna be the one that does that to people now. Like, well, that girl got a hotel party.
Right.
Why can't
that's
I get
that's happening for sure. Mm.
Huh.
I think you're setting yourself up too fast. Bro.
I didn't make these rules. I lost control somewhere along the line. You know, I was just like, all right, fine.
I saw
go
you were
ahead,
an alpha, Dave.
Huh?
I saw you were an alpha.
Oh, I am. And that's the thing. I'm just not gonna fight it anymore because it's illegal. It's illegal.
For you to abandon your child?
No,
to be an alpha.
To like actually get control.
To say hey, yeah. I'm putting my foot. You can't do that.
Because all women
got to
do now is go like he yelled, and now like you got to go to therapy. And I'm like, yeah, you're not playing by the rules. All right, dude, I'm out. You know what I mean? Like that's and it's not even I'm out.
Yeah, man.
You stay right here. Yeah, I'll take care of you. I'm a good guy.
You can't mansplain shit. You can't. Not there's no what.
Yeah.
You do that now, it's done. Cancel.
Now. So it's just like there's bigger things. And it's no disrespect. I love my ex and everything, but
fathers can't
for
even be
what
fathers
it is,
no fucking more.
There's other pussy out here. You know what I mean? Like, I can still.
I get it.
It's like our relationship is dope now because I can just kind of parachute in. Like, yo, what up? Hey, got an Airbnb over here. Come on. What up, y'all? Hey, all right, go back.
Now, yo, like, daddy, cool as shit.
Yeah.
He took us to the strip club.
Daddy's happy now. Yeah. Like, I smoke weed openly in front of the kids now. Like, hey, this is what I do. Like, I'm free.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
That
to be like,
healthy.
hey, this is who your dad was. I'm never going to hide that shit, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, damn. I still don't want to be no father. I just don't have what it takes. Nah, man. All these coats I buy got to be for me.
Yeah.
I can't spoil a kid yet. Nah.
Yeah. Well, whatever. So Tiger Woods alive, right? We good?
Is Tiger Woods alive? He's alive still, right?
Yeah, he got into a car accident.
But the jaws of life. They had the jaws of life his ass out.
He's alive.
All right, as long as he's alive, man. That's
y'all ain't gonna have us out here break like weird breaking stories and shit. Cause it's like weird shit people getting offended.
That's just a big story.
Yeah,
it is.
That's
but that's
a big
his
claim.
Second car accident.
But I don't
his second big one.
Mm.
Earning that
is
Asian
he,
title.
Was he
right?
Driving?
His Asian side keeps taking advantage of the wheel. His Asian side keeps taking the wheel. See, that's the problem.
That's fucked
you need
up.
The black side to take the wheel. You need the one that won the Masters to take the wheel, not the Asian side.
Lay your seat back, nigga.
Put
take
your
that
mama
seat
to bed.
Off.
Use your
arm.
Father's
what
dead
you
energy
doing?
To drive them fucking SUVs,
relax,
Tiger.
Nigga.
God damn.
Relax. That's the problem with Asians behind me. Y'all too uptight. Relax. Put your seat back, nigga. Yeah. What are you doing?
10 and 2. That's too much 10 and 2.
Get the fucking tissues out the rear windshield. What the fuck are the tissues back there for? You ever see motherfuckers do some weird shit on the road? Like, hey, I'm in the left lane.
Stop.
Oh, shit, here's my exit.
Stop obstructing your vision with the Kleenex.
Yep. Y'all know. It's true.
I like it.
All right. Yeah, because I just didn't want to make mistakenly say some shit on there and
yeah,
then be
yeah.
like, I heard this. Because people pay attention to that weird shit. You see Vanessa Bryant got mad at Meek Mill.
Oh, yeah, over the Kobe
songs.
Line, yes.
Yeah, can you pull that up, Dylan? You know, he made a line. And this isn't her first time going at people, like
she went
specifically that MMG group.
Who came at Drake for the shooting in the gym line?
That was her.
Yeah.
That was her. They had a line. Are you familiar with...
Vanessa Bryant?
Yeah.
That's Kobe's wife?
I knew that.
Okay. You remember
the picture you sent is cut off. I'm just going to Google it real quick. One second.
Oh, okay. basically, there was like basically Meek Mill made a line in his rap song where he said that, you know, if he goes down he'll, in his chopper, he'll be the next Kobe or some shit like that. He's about to pull a lyric up now.
Just a little tone deaf.
But Vanessa definitely hit him with the look. I don't know who you are. I don't know your music. So that's the shit that's weird, because either you know it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know
but like Meek Mill, if you know him, he's still a successful artist, right?
Right. But my thing is, if you don't know Meek, who's the piece of shit that made sure you heard that?
Yeah, that had to.
Who's
push
the piece
that,
of shit that came to you and was like,
a good angle.
Did you see what it?
That's
she
a good
just
angle.
Says she don't even know you.
Those type of people exist everywhere, and I fucking hate them. Those are the people that are responsible for a lot of breakups. They like tell people stuff that like in confidence, like just to. Oh, I had to tell you from the good of my heart. It's like, no.
Oh, they're dropping gas.
Yeah. You could have kept this shit to yourself.
It's bizarre behavior because there's about no benefit them. To it. Pull yeah. it up again, Dylan. So the lyric was, the bitch I'm fucking always tells me that she loves.
But she ain't never show it. Yeah, if I ever lack, I'm going out with my chopper. I'll be the neck. I'll be another Kobe. I mean, that's pretty toned up.
There's right. not really any like clever flip on it. You know what I mean?
I mean,
but even if it's not. Even if it's not, we're like that room to just be over here failing. Like, why is someone, you know, why is someone making sure that that shit gets to is Vanessa?
It's an attempt at art, so it still has to be
well, it was going around received. The internet. Like, this song, someone said, like, this song came out a while ago. It actually came out early in Kobe's death, and it kind of just went under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
Someone picked up on it.
Yep.
Twitter took a hold of it.
Those people.
Like, guys, like, she's still on the fucking
she's
internet.
Still
like, she still has people around her. Like, someone must have been like, don't know if you, like, maybe not shown her, but like, you know, she gets a notification.
Either
like,
that or she knows
something.
Who he is. In which case, if she knows who he is, you don't have to now, because you're hurt, try to hurt him. Like,
but
I don't even know
shit,
you. I don't even know your music.
Meek apologized to her in person. He privately.
He did?
Yeah, he did. He put it up on Twitter.
Right.
I was like,
that's an admirable thing, but that's weird that they publicize it like that. Like, it's like, get out of those.
They're trying to hurt
business.
Instead of help. Yeah, that's not really helping nobody.
No need for apologies. We're not really big on the whole, like, you know, the S word.
It's divisive.
Yeah, but that's fine. It's supposed
that
to be. We're different
people. Like D word, divisive.
Let me ask you a question, Karen. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a time in your life that you probably should have apologized but didn't?
Nope. Next question. of course. Of course.
Just give us a light one if you don't feel like getting into a, you know, too deep of the thing.
I mean,
give us a good one. Watch.
Well, it's Karen Fian. She always gives us juicy ones.
She's running.
This is a little. I mean, it's a recent because it's the most recent time I typed this sentence. I was like, maybe I should apologize for this, but I don't feel bad, so I'm not going to.
That's
okay.
What you wrote.
That's what I wrote.
Good for you.
That's cold shit.
Fuck, yeah.
That's cold shit. Dylan, you okay in there? Sweating? Jackass. This motherfucker. You can see him turned on in a hoodie. This fucking dude.
I'm
completely 23. I've never seen a hot in the pants dog fucking the air. He's like a dog fucking the air.
I think, and I'm not even talking about this, but it applies to that, but it also applies to my ex.
Okay.
Who I think, like, once he can't be with someone, date somebody who has an OnlyFans, which is his choice, and I understand it, and I can even empathize with that person. That's fine. That's your choice. Like, stick to your choice or whatever. But, like, there was, like, a part of him that really tried to make me feel like a piece of shit for doing it, right?
Okay.
And you can't do that to me. I have too much confidence. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So, like, he could try so many different times, and he would get, like, really, really close, where I'm like, oh, should I apologize? Am I do? But I, like, to me, and I still feel this way, like, it has nothing to do with him.
Hmm.
Like, I loved him so much. And I mean, he can feel however he wants to feel again. But, like, and I still love him. But I'm not going to apologize for that, because I literally don't feel bad.
Hmm.
I'm not going to apologize for something I don't feel bad about.
Good for you.
And there yeah. it is.
And there it is. Unlike Chris D'Elia, who'll just apologize for anything. Oh, I can't get off it. Did you guys watch that fucking video?
I did not. I kind of didn't
give a fuck, because
I know. You don't even bother.
All his roles in Hollywood was him touching on kids.
I know. They're coming back. I said this last
night.
And
see, that's why I don't network.
Yeah.
Because then you end up cool with some weirdo motherfucker that you don't share the same
he
values
weird.
With them. You know
he
what I mean?
He was weird. And Comedy Central really said, white dude, black comic, y'all let that go?
Oh, boy.
I was pissed off when Comedy Central was like, yeah, give him the white man, black comic title. That was one of the titles of his special.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just a smack in the face. I was just like, all right, you got it, man.
That makes me feel nauseous.
Yeah. white dude, black.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a weird thing though.
Like, funny special, but I hated the title. I won't take away the nigga said some funny shit, but nah, man. All his roles, he was always a kid toucher, or he was messing with a girl that was too young, or putting something in their drink, like on You, that series You on Netflix. He was a creep in that.
Yeah.
On Workaholics, he was a whole pedophile on Workaholics.
It is hilarious is when you start looking at his acting profile.
All his roles are gross.
Pedophile roles.
Yeah. All of them.
He probably, none of them are written that way. He's like, I have some ideas. He's
listen, maybe.
Just throw a little pedo in there. Throw some pedo.
Maybe he's just really method.
Yeah.
He's just like a Jared.
Like, I don't know about you guys, just, but whatever.
So, yeah, duh.
Whenever I'm on set with a 12-year-old, our chemistry is just undeniable.
These people, it's right under your fucking nose.
If you guys need a pedophile, Chris Lee is really good.
Like I'm saying, like, he plays a pedophile role real good. That has to, right? Come on.
No, yeah, I mean.
So, that's why I didn't care. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm a logical nigga like that. If he's playing those goofy roles too well, you know, remember when Queen Latifah played a lesbian and then, lo and behold, nigga.
She's was shocked. I still am.
Oh, shit. Ooh,
I still am.
Queen Latifah's eating twat?
No.
Yeah. Did you see how she was doing it in Set It Off? That girl could have got an Oscar for that fucking movie.
So
they show it in Set It Off? They show it?
They show her dancing with a chick that had short hair and the little white hair on. Nah, but you know.
Like, straight girls were attracted to her. She was giving off so much, like, masculine.
It's crazy. So I was like, lo and behold. And now she's a whole. And now she's Denzel Washington in the Equalizer the show.
Yeah. She's Denzel.
She's a whole dude now. So it's like, what the fuck? What we took? Like. Come on, man. The proof is in the fucking pudding.
She's Denzel.
She Denzel Walker now. There is. Her name is Latifah McCall. And she's kicking ass, bruh. Like, whole Krav Maga kicking ass, nigga.
We need a chick to kick ass like that.
I'm not mad at her.
At least it make it realistically.
What a long career. What a dynamic and lengthy career.
She's been on a while.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather have, like, a heftier chick be the action chick.
Sure. Oh, but it's more believable, right?
Yeah. Like, remember when they did that movie with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and they were like punching through walls
and, you're like,
and
this
shit?
Bony,
Mr. Smith.
This like bony.
They were trained.
Yeah.
They had training. Right.
Even when she was in it
with guns.
Angelina Jolie with guns is stupid.
But nah, nigga. But they played it right, because that first scene, she was like she was supposed to be a call girl, and she took off the trench coat and had the little leather suit on, and then wound up strangling dude, and then she strangled him and jumped out the window with his neck. I thought that was pretty. Mr. Smith. They played Angelina right. Okay. Yeah. They set her up as sexy and a killer.
Yep.
So she wasn't punching walls immediately. She was naked. And then it was like, oh, she's naked. And all of a sudden, she killed some Arabian prince and jumped out the window and acted like it was cool. I was like, all right, I see how they. It's a good angle.
Yeah. Action chicks.
They got
I wonder how many action movies an action chick where the script just never made it. Like, how much of that is floating around in L.A.? Just so many.
They just give it to a dude. They just give up the, like.
It's a good story, but can we change Rachel?
Like John,
to Rocky?
Like John Wick. Come on, like maybe it was
man.
A woman.
Who was the one
to hold that much anger and rage?
Yeah. Who's the
big
bitch?
That petty.
Who's the big bitch in The Mandalorian that got kicked off for saying anti-Semitic stuff?
I don't know her name, but yeah.
She rocks that girl, rock
John,
solid.
You know what? Now that you mentioned it, John Wick might be a woman because he is extra.
Okay.
He's really extra for his revenge. That's like when a woman tears up all your shit.
Okay.
You ever have a woman just bleach?
Yeah.
All your shit, and you're
I've never had that.
Really? Really?
You ever have a woman just pour mustard all over your linen pants?
Oh! Yeah, that's insane! It's insane!
You
like,
might have had that.
I've experienced a lot of that shit. It's really insane. The car thing was always fascinating to me, where it's like, what did the car do? What did the car do?
It's how you own it. It's, you know, it's like how moms jump off buildings with their babies to make the dad upset.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's nonfiction like motherfucker, man. Oh, God. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
But shit. That's,
I mean, babies,
white women are diabolical,
I guess,
bro.
Babies are more important
than black
cars.
Women do this shit now.
They do it. You
oh,
right.
Waiting to exhale? Excuse
it was
me.
All about,
Angela
yeah.
Bassett
that's what started this shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I knew when a woman.
He slept with a white woman.
Right. And that's when I knew that was the movie that let me know when a woman does the chop. Oh, it's a
boy.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
And my mama and all her friends went exhaling. They didn't call it. They went exhaling. I remember, you saw the scene when Bernadette burned up the car. That's why they named it Bernadette. All that shit. Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Exhale all his stuff.
We went exhaling. I remember I was in fucking sixth grade, and there was sixth grade black girls going, we went exhaling this weekend. I'm like, oh my God, I'm doomed.
There's nothing sassier.
I am doomed, nigga.
There's nothing terrible than a sassy preteen.
Like, oh, no. I had all of them. Lakeisha Butler,
just
Nicole.
In the kitchen with their moms, just yapping. And then they come to school
Benita
and just do
Johnson,
the same shit.
I remember all them girls from fucking 6th, 7th grade.
14-year-old girls Sassy. Used to act like they had problems. You know what I mean? Like,
we
like,
did.
They act like they have man
you
problems.
You don't know shit.
Me at lunch talking about, I visited that nigga up
we
north.
Did.
What are you talking about?
I remember I'd like cut myself for attention, but it was like barely.
Sideways, not downward, right?
Yeah, sideways. Yeah. Like a paper clip. I barely even broke the skin. My mom was like, you're embarrassing. She's like, if you're going to fucking cut yourself.
Dad!
I was like, I am not falling for this.
Now, can we talk about that? Because I remember you told me some shit about your mom. And I fucking love this fucking story, man.
What?
About your mom taking a job at Lane Bryant.
Oh, yeah. Just so she can make fun of the family.
Wait, what?
My mom is me. Like
Exactly. When she told me that shit, I was like, okay, Karen makes sense. Karen fucking makes sense.
Her mom got a job at Lane Bryant. That's a plus size store for plus size ladies. Her mom got a job there just to fuck with the fat girls. That's so funny.
No. Not to fuck with the fat girls.
Just to make fun of them.
Yeah, like fuck with them
in her own mind. Yeah. Like just... For her
just
personal
the visual
and,
alone.
Yeah.
You're a fat woman going to the fat lady store where you think you're going to feel comfortable, right? Nothing can hurt me here. These are all my friends, all my clothes. And some skinny white bitch is like, you're going to need a bigger size.
Oh, shit! I was like, that is so diabolical.
That's diabolical.
And what I
can
love
you
about
recommend
it.
This in another color?
Yeah.
I recommend you stop eating so much. You fucking will.
How old are you when she took this job?
Oh, I was super, super young. Barely remember. But it was a point of pride for her.
Oh, my God.
She would bring it up. She ended up getting her master's, and she was like a teacher. But this was like while she was still child rearing. You
God.
Know?
That is awesome.
I love it.
Oh,
and that's what I'm talking about. No. That's why cancel culture is bullshit, man. Because your mom not famous, so nobody give a fuck. But we all do that shit.
Do we have to pretend like we're not all in families where like one of the people is probably fat? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the world we live. Her whole family was fat. She was around fat cousins. Her brother was fat. You know what I'm saying? Like her. So it wasn't like this thing of like, did it? I was like, whoop! I'm gonna get a job and maybe I'll tease some fucking hippos.
There's some steam off.
She already, She's like, look, I've already dealt with this shit. That's on y'all. That's y'all fucking problem.
I mean, the sort of like victim mentality surrounding.
I get it, man. Because I'd be at the chicken spot sometime, and there'd be a big girl in front of me ordering like 6 sandwiches. A bucket, 4 platters, curly fries.
I watched the guy today get on the train and squeeze into the conductor booth thing, and I'm just like, someone should be watching him, man.
I know. Sometimes I'm like...
It's only a matter of time before he goes in there and whatever the fuck he brought to eat, and he tries to open the door and up, and now we're all delayed because no one's monitoring this motherfucker.
Nobody. And they're afraid to because body shaming.
Yeah.
So the body, he's protected by the body.
I'm just saying,
like, that's his force field.
And it's the thing, I get it. He's going through whatever he wants. How many people be on the train, man? Like hundreds.
A lot.
Hundreds.
Not as many as before,
that's
but it's still a lot.
Inconvenience and a lot of people with this shit, man.
I haven't been on the train since 2019.
Trust me, you're not missing anything.
I'm not going.
It is so much shit. Two people got stabbed last week.
People are just getting stabbed left and right. I look so stabbable, you know? I have such a cunty disposition.
I saw a fight last night.
Yeah.
Literally on the, after Legion of Skanks, I was at home on like the, I don't want to say like the address, but like on like the F train.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there and you just look across and there's just too much, like it just, like not to the death, but like going at it. And then all of a sudden it's just like.
Dave, I'm not lying. From the Q to the L to the F and the M, it is Deaf Poverty Jam.
Yeah.
It is bad, bro. Everybody got a spiel. Some motherfuckers be having new outfits. I'm newly homeless. Funny. Newly homeless, so I was wondering, they'd be having better buckets and cups. Like, you got to base it on the cups and the sad story.
You guys know my idea for the homeless people?
What's that?
So, a lot of times, I don't have cash on me that much anymore, but I would always give cash when I had it. I'm like, why don't we give them QR codes, right? Like, stickers, and then it can go to, like, a Venmo, like, a bank account. And then those stickers, they could use it to pay for stuff, too.
Absolutely
because,
not.
So it could
absolutely not.
Go on! What? That was kind of nice.
They're not going to clean up. They're still just going. Now they have a right to be in the place. You remember when back in the day, Opie and Anthony used to take a bus of homeless people and take them out to like the Short Hills Mall? No. They would give everyone like $300 and just disperse them into the mall. And it was such a funny thing because...
They would all go to the liquor store.
No, but the people don't want them in the mall, but they have money.
Right.
They stink.
They smell like urine.
Right. You know, they now have the right to try shit on. Right. And it's a weird mind fuck.
They all buy perfume so they can go to the next store.
But no, I think homeless people are the reason for the change shortage right now, because I've given out a lot of change.
Okay.
I don't understand. Where did it all go?
I think a lot of it's what mental health and addiction, that's the issue, right?
Yeah.
But I do feel like if they could have some type of organization, and if you said that they're getting better outfits and better spiels, maybe they're getting more organized.
The spiel is starting to get good, but some of them be having new outfits on, and I'd be like, come on, bro.
Right.
But I just don't understand why they asking for food on the train. I just be like, don't nobody... They
don't know how to switch it up, though.
Yeah, I'd be like, you
some
gotta
people
ask for
don't know
else.
How to switch it up at all.
Like, who
some
eats
people
on
know.
The train for real. I might drink a coffee, but I'm never scooping up on the fuck.
Like, remember when you guys started doing comedy and you see somebody just does not change their set at all?
Right. Yeah,
that person has the same thing that homeless person has.
Yeah,
it's just
no, I know.
One angle.
So they're a bunch of road comics. That's what you. All these bombs. Mental health. No,
the
nigga. They just failed road comics.
Mental same thing.
About at the halfway part. Dylan, give me some plug music. Let's get into some plugs.
All right.
Anything that you want to plug, Karen?
Of course, yeah. Please follow me on Instagram at Karen Feehan, K-E-R-R-Y-N, F-E-E-H-A-N. Follow me on Twitter at K Freeham. Subscribe to my OnlyFans, M&M6969. I have a podcast called Only Feehans, so I'm really leaning in.
Only Feehans, play on words.
Only
so fuck with
Feehans,
that. Fuck with that.
And then my animated series, which Derek is in, everyone's favorite character, he plays Carlos, is on YouTube. It's called Karen Sucks.
Is it really? Because I was listening, and I was like, I hate my
you
fucking voice.
It. I feel that way about myself. Yeah. It's you in your head. You're such a gem in it.
All right, word.
It really
I'll take
stands
it.
Out.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Derek, okay. What you got going on, man?
Make sure you follow me at The Great Boy on Instagram. March 16th, Eastville Comedy Club, me and Dave Temple, and I guess a slew of other comedians. Me and Amina Amani is going to be there. We're doing a little 30-minute little...
That's a hot group
little
right
powerhouse
there.
Little show
I
over
like
there
that.
In Eastville. And little powerhouse show. What else I got coming up?
The No Knees Show, March 12th. That'll be in Westchester, Pennsylvania. That'll be me, you, Dylan DeGree.
Dylan DeGree.
Look out.
Makes his comedy debut in front of me.
Oh, Derek. All right. Oh, my God.
Check out Derek's special while I was at home.
I get nervous for them.
What'd you say? You make noise for them?
I get nervous for them. Even Jared, too. He's like, I went up in front of Derek. I'm like, don't even tell me how it went. I don't even want that anxiety.
This motherfucker, man. I'll just be like, oh, God. I saw that he has legs. He ain't quite funny yet, but he'll get there.
Jesus Christ,
he'll
man.
He'll get there.
I am so glad I don't have to come. I would have beat you the fuck up.
Beat
Jesus
up, nigga.
Christ.
Y'all niggas want jokes.
We do. But
these open mic. Right,
I know,
right,
I love
this
it.
Camera. These open mic niggas want jokes, but you don't want to get teased? I got teased my whole fucking career until I was nice.
Tell him.
Right. What? I guess you know what it is?
Absolutely.
There was always the option to just fight your way out of it.
I didn't fight my way. I joked my way out of it. I joked my way out of it, and
you're
niggas don't tease me.
You're a true goddamn
They
comic.
Travel from Philly and tell me how I used to bomb 10 years ago.
Oh,
like, what
God.
The fuck?
Yeah.
I win.
No,
I
win.
I want y'all niggas to win.
You
so
learn,
if
right?
I'm the nigga that you got to prove wrong, do it. I don't give a fuck. Do all your little outdoor shows. I don't give a fuck about y'all little 5 minutes. I don't. I do not. Y'all niggas talking about y'all want to be comedians? Then be a fucking comedian. God damn. You a bully. Yes, I am. You suck, nigga.
Wait, does that mean the only people watching this show is just comedians?
If y'all just comics and y'all think y'all got what it take, get on stage. But if I see it and you bomb, you ain't going to hear the end of it.
All right. Yeah. Well, it has been spoken. All right. That's the Malcolm X of comedy. By any means necessary, get funny.
That's get so funny. Fun. And if I'm like whack one day, you can tag. Look, if you see me bomb, I want to hear it.
This is that Black Air Force One energy.
But I don't do that
shit. This is that Black Air Force One energy. I'm going to just let you know. All of the shit y'all talk about me being the Black Air Force One dude, it's coming out.
This is the suburb. This is the
You guys are switching. You guys are slowly switching.
Oh,
I didn't eat breakfast this morning.
Look at him.
I didn't eat breakfast.
Look at him.
Anyway. Plug it out.
Them push-ups and pull-ups is doing you good,
man.
Man,
you give me nice.
All right, man.
He
Get nice.
My special, the second one, is available on my website, DaveTempleComedy.com. Make sure you subscribe to this and check out my other show, Unpopular Opinions, on YouTube and also available at DaveTempleComedy.com.
My funny friends.
Let's get back into it. Yeah, man. Hard working.
Don't you remember like the first time you were like on a podcast and like people were making fun of you and it was just like in my head I remember being like, oh, we're making, okay, we'll make fun of me now. Sure. I suck.
Yeah, well.
I'm like, yeah, let's just, let's roll.
You got to learn
this.
How to hold. I've been intimidated a long time by a lot of funny people. So I just be like, oh God, I'm in the room. Because I'm not a good snapper. Like, I'm not quick to the punch sometimes.
Well, it's about like making decisions sometimes too. Like, maybe the best move is actually to not talk.
Yeah, that's what it is for me. Because I'm like, I don't know. I never know where the line is. So I'll watch
not
first.
Not all the time. You know, sometimes you don't want to fade into the background. Yeah. But like, there's certain value to not speaking from time to time.
Absolutely. Silence is a strength sometimes.
Yep.
Being silent can... sometimes.
Sometimes I don't have a choice.
Being like, quiet can be your loudest decision.
So. Yeah. Ooh, that was poetry.
You see it?
You guys are getting real.
Dave, did you plug the special?
Oh, wow, make sure you... Make sure plug your joint because I saw. Yeah, okay, cool.
I did. You were screaming.
Oh, sorry.
No,
I'm back. Wu-Tang.
Supposed to finish. I was trying to plug your special.
Oh, thank
you.
Hey,
were screaming.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, let me do it. You had Black Air Force One.
To get your special.
He literally blacked out. Like
I blacked out. We should make that a segment. Fuck that.
You went full Waffle House on the open micers.
I did. I went Waffle House on these niggas. Oh, nigga, have you ever seen when black people get their order wrong at a Waffle House or like a Roscoe's Chicken Waffles?
Have you not been to blackpeopleversusfastfood.com?
Like, oh, this my
is,
God.
This is a website, dude.
Oh,
like,
my,
I don't know if it's still
the best
up,
shit
yeah.
ever.
That sounds amazing.
They be like, I'm in food service and this ain't good after they eat 3/4 of the plate. Oh,
wow.
So awesome.
Yeah, I've been around someone who did that once. It is the most uncomfortable thing in the world where you're just like, ugh. Like now, because people say, I won't ask for customer service. If it's fucked up, it's just fucked up. You know what I mean? That's why I just order simple shit that I could get right, but I'm not going to argue with anybody out to eat.
Yeah. I was a waitress for so long in the city that I just like, I'm always wrong, the customer at this point. I'm like, you're right. I love pizza. It's like, I ordered a steak. You know? I'm sorry. I'm a white woman. I'm just like, this must be my fault. I'm sure that this is somehow my privilege that made me deserve this.
I love Karen Fia.
Shitty hamburger.
Oh, no. Absolutely great.
Shitty hamburger.
Now, you said you're doing a new relationship now, right?
No. I mean, I'm going out to dinner. I saw a friend of mine in Puerto Rico. I have, like, you know, romantic interests.
Okay.
Nothing like...
That's good. So you don't have to do weird shit like IKEA trips and shit like that.
I mean, that's the stuff that I don't miss.
Yeah.
I just love being alone so much. I really, like, love doing my own thing. You know, I have time for, like, another person in my life, but it's, like, it coincides with, like, recreation.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
is that why you're doing dancing and shit online? Because of that extra time?
That's my job. That's my job. I take it very seriously.
Ah, that's
and
so great.
I opened an LLC called OnlyFans, and I'm going to invest in commercial real estate.
There you go.
And get really rich.
Make your money.
Oh, wow. This is like the black stripper story.
Yeah, man.
I'm just saving up to start a business. Have you seen the Players Club?
Yeah, just you just make the money. Yeah, don't let the money make you.
What's her name?
Diamond. This is your Diamond.
Diamond, but who was the
who's
was
white
the one
Diamond?
That got beat up?
That was Ebony.
Ebony, yeah.
What is White Diamond?
Is this a show? Or a movie?
It is a movie
called Players Club.
Players Club. Yeah, it's black strip clubs.
It was one of the better
ones. Did J-Lo remake it and rob the idea?
Probably.
With the Hustlers or whatever? Nah, man. Now that one... Players Club had
way better.
Had the characters, the CD characters, of CD in real life.
Yeah.
Junior, remember Junior?
Yeah,
shit. You know that was that movie was good. Ice Cube did.
Oh yeah, you'll like it. It's
you'll
a lot
like
of cameos. Rob, Bernie Mac, Jamie Foxx,
better
Ice Cube,
just better comedy, better fucking drama.
Yeah,
it was just, it was a really
Luke.
Good movie.
Okay.
I don't know. Are those people celebrities to you? I'm realizing I'm just rattling off.
Yeah,
I know who Bernie Mac is.
You know who Luke
Jamie Foxx.
You know who Uncle Luke is?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
What now? Where are you?
Who's
with
Uncle
music?
Luke?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to ask you. Where are you with music? Like you do everything or what? Like, are you into booty shaking ratchet music?
Are you into hip hop?
It depends on what plays in the background of my workout like video.
So you can just go with the flow with whatever.
Yeah.
A Peloton playlist or whatever.
Sure.
Okay, I got it.
Sure. I like hip hop. I don't know.
I'm just
now
getting into rock
and
roll.
I'm not gonna pretend like I'm cooler than I am though. You know what I mean?
Smart.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Bobby got out. And I'm pretty happy about that.
Bobby Schmurda?
Ah, there
you go. All right.
I mean, I follow the news.
Bobby bitch.
That is news.
Bobby out after 6 years. He didn't snitch. And he took the rap. Y'all better respect him. Mm-hmm. Y'all better make him famous. I appreciate Bobby Smurda and all the things that he's done.
I heard
and
his
he kind of went platinum while he was in jail. That's pretty respectable. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. Good on Bobby.
What picked a story. Him up that sounds like a docu-pic in the making.
I hope they make hopefully he get in movies and all that shit. Yeah. I hope Bobby is successful. It doesn't go back to prison. I thought hope recidivism,
but that was old shit
in his brain. Yeah,
that was old shit. It wasn't like he was still doing dumb shit, was it?
I mean, it was something that happened, but he took the rap for his homie. He didn't snitch, and now the world loves him. And it's smart. I mean, he had to be in the pen for 6 years. But
that's why it's weird when people try to pick you up. Like now, I wouldn't want to come out of jail now where everybody's got the cameras. They'd be like, "Yo, what up?"
Oh.
It's like, I need some time to myself.
Your prison release date reveal party.
Yeah, that's like a weird thing. Like everybody just assumes, like, "Hey, he let him go get a bath."
Like, we don't think about Bobby's mental health. Like, where's it at?
Because
he's been in a
They looked at Kodak Black like he was weird because he wasn't smiling at a party. They were like, "Oh, they fucked him up." Yeah, they put him in a box,
jail,
motherfucker.
Yeah,
you ain't never been on
jail
punishment.
Different.
I watch a lot of those jail shows.
Them jail docs, I'd be like, "Oh man, they went."
The Khalif Browder one was probably the worst one I've.
That was
ever.
Brutal, that right? Yeah,
that shit hurt me.
But
I couldn't talk for 30 minutes after that.
Yeah,
I was just laying in bed, like,
easily one of the worst things ever.
That was pretty bad.
But yeah, you got to talk about their mental health. I mean, was he in solitary confinement at all?
He was just in jail.
It was 6 years. It's kind of difficult to not.
Trying not to get shanked. Trying not
seven
to get raped. Trying not
denied,
to get stomped.
7 years.
That shitty food.
Denied bail. Like not denied bail. Denied like another plea deal. Like when they asked again for like to go in front of the judge.
Yeah.
And
it's
then,
Bobby, bitch. I'm glad
you're out. And then during Corona, he asked again. He was like, for safety. Can I like do the rest of my term like in my house or something like that? Got denied again.
Sounds like
which
they
is
were
crazy.
Making an example out of him.
Exactly, and I think that's why a lot of the world kind of got behind him because one, he wasn't a snitch, and the system like, how often do you see a celebrity get like the full fucking no
Never.
Plea deal?
I know.
Exactly, not even a year.
That's right, my nigga Dylan is my nigga the greatest white.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm a fucking youngin. I like this.
Dylan
shit.
Is a lawyer.
Yeah, but Dylan's Jewish. It does. Here's the fucked up thing that I think that those media cases do.
Okay.
They scare the rest of us. So
well,
if it's a big enough of a deal, everybody else will take precaution that's behaving the same way. So even though it's like fucked up that somebody, it's like when you need to control a bunch of kids, you don't need to beat all of them, just one.
Kris Jenner ran over a person.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
like, what are we
like
doing
Khloe
right now?
Kardashian,
right.
And like those people, whatever, they had like a DUIs and stuff, they would go to jail, like they would pick up a piece of paper and
yeah.
Like, the film crew would be there and like, oh, did my punishment.
Like how quick?
Paris Hilton went to jail for 20 minutes or something, right? Lindsay Lohan.
Like those deals always get done in the office, and then you just never really hear the details. Bobby was public, and they were like, "We're not going to help him at all."
Yeah,
he got the skin color of the enemy.
Skin color of the enemy.
That's what it is. I don't want to make nobody uncomfortable, but yeah, man, comes from years and years of fucking slavery. It comes from all that shit. You know what they used to do?
What?
When they wanted to make example out of they wanted to scare the slaves into doing right. You know what they did? They take the biggest, bulkiest slave, mm-hmm. right? Tie his arms up to one horse, tie his legs up to another horse, and split that nigga in two, make everybody else watch so they know not to act the fuck up. And
right.
You go, God damn. So it's just ingrained, oh, yeah, we got to make an example so these niggas don't act up.
Yeah,
so
but like, humans are like that in general, man. Like, I'm not making excuses
Dylan,
for why it was terrible.
You'll learn that as you age. Nigga.
People do fucked up shit with people on a day-to-day basis. Like, since the beginning of mankind, humans are fucked up, man.
Fucked up, boy.
You see some of the shit we do to each other? That shit is wild, man. Especially like if you leave us unattended for just too long without no supervision.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans. I was too intense. I was going to cry.
Way to lighten it up. God damn it, I love Karen Pierre.
Come on, man.
That shit is so great.
No,
you're not a declining age.
You're the best Karen.
I know.
Karen is the goddamn best. I love that. All right, we done with that. Yeah, that's
Karen.
The way to throw your beautiful little ass right in there and help everybody out. That's how you like it. Dylan, you're doing good
working
now?
Working ourselves up.
Yeah, that was nice.
Working ourselves up.
I was thinking about my white privilege.
That was a shot of espresso.
I'm like, is it fucking March yet?
Yeah. Two dogs barking and a cat on the piano, uncomfortable.
Like, how are How are you not just thinking about the horse thing for the rest of your fucking life?
Oh shit.
It's insane.
Oh shit. Oh, that was funny.
Oh my god.
It's just barking.
The horse.
It's crazy.
The cat just meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Let's talk about something else. Catnip. Meow, meow, meow. Y'all good? Yeah, stop barking, please. Meow, 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 meow. Good for Karen. Yeah, I fuck with Karen. See, this is why.
Shit. But that's why cats are the way that they are, too.
That's so funny.
Evil as shit. Evil as shit. You know why?
I can't get that out of my head now.
Nah, does she just look cat? Yeah, can we make that image of just her as a cat? Put Karen's face on a cat, and me and Derek is two barking dogs below her.
That is shit. Oh, shit. Oh,
Karen, are you really crying?
No, but it's just a lot. Shit.
Because
it was a lot.
My bad.
No.
That's the most of an apology you'll get from us. Now.
That's it.
My bad.
No
bad.
Sorries, but my goddamn, bad. The cat playing the piano, no. that's where it is at.
Yo,
Karen, good timing, babe. Goddamn.
Y'all want an update on Tiger?
Yeah.
Update on Tiger, I think he just suffered a broken leg. So he's
okay,
good.
Cool. All right, word.
Didn't he's that what he did the last time?
He broke no his leg his chick broke was his him leg. Up. I think his chick came after him with a golf club for cheating with 63 women. Or how many women he was fucking.
Yeah.
Because you saw that doc, right? Yeah. All them haggards came out.
He did good.
Tiger made me feel like number one. Tiger made me feel like I was special.
That documentary.
He called me a hole in one.
Tiger made me feel like I was special.
Well, he called me a par four.
Right. Caribbean. Karen. Only fee hands. Only fee hands. Yes, indeed.
Holy shit.
I'm glad he's okay.
That documentary let me know he was better than all of us.
He was. Yeah. Absolutely
we're
better than all
angry.
Of us.
Here's the thing, and I'm sorry to keep bringing up D'Elia, but are men not supposed to strive to be sexually desirable?
That was my whole reason
heroes?
For living after 11.
Are they not supposed to?
I start taking 40-minute showers.
Like, I was after 11.
I'm the
and
king
I think,
of the world.
I think it was even before that because I was shooting blanks at, 6. You know what I mean? So it was like my purpose was purely to mate. You know what I mean? Like, nobody else.
Nigga, I dated every girl in my church.
Shooting blanks.
Every chick in my church. I'm talking about Sunday school pimp. Yeah.
Wow.
Played.
It's
I was,
the only reason
I
why
every
I went to school.
Church.
It's the only reason why I got a job
talk,
after school.
Nigga.
It's
nigga.
The only reason why I ever got a haircut.
Come on, nigga.
It's the only reason
work
why I played
out.
Sports, tried to do anything. Yeah. Was for pussy. Yeah. I don't understand.
Man.
What motivates
vaginally inspired. We were vaginally inspired.
But these men are also being put on pedestals, not just because of their desirability, but because of their achievements and their talent and their superhumans, you know? Like what? Because
that's what we were told.
Are they supposed
hey,
to reap the rewards?
Because the way that we harness that energy, or at least they put the harness on us, was if you do this, you'll get the pussy.
Right, right.
And then everyone just, right, you know?
And that's, people like to victimize women, but women are making the choice to go for that. You know, the best of the best. They want to mate with the best, especially if they believe in themselves.
Yeah. Mm. That's natural. That's natural.
It's natural.
You're naturally drawn to the... Who wants to make love to a dud?
Me.
Hi, Miss Ma'am.
Yeah.
Honestly, even...
Hi, Karen. I've always been a fan of yours. And I was wondering if we can... Maybe
have you
go
ever?
Hang
have
out.
You ever just fucked some pig of a man?
Oh,
just
God.
Some disgusting blob of a man?
When I relapsed.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Who?
No, I mean,
ooh,
I'm saying who, my bad, like, but what?
I was like, how did you know it was a fat white comic and his name is at the tip of my tongue? No,
What does it feel like afterwards?
Oh, just so sad. Yeah. I mean, but I was making things sad too. It wasn't all him.
Like
you
sit
know?
In the shower
what
type
about
shit, right?
You?
Yeah.
You ever just fucking just a pig, just a slob of a woman?
I'm not proud of any of it.
Just a beanbag
more
of a woman.
More than four times.
More than four.
Because that's when you know, you're an animal. Like, when you do that, you're like, okay, I'm a bit of an animal. This was sport.
Yeah.
This was sport, and this was fucked up, but, I gotta go. You know what I mean? Sorry.
But you need the darkness to appreciate the light.
Exactly. Did I ever tell you that story? I hooked up with a chick that was, tall and big. So big, in fact, that on the bed, I was like a starfish. Like, none of my limbs were touching the bed. I was like a...
Yes. No.
You know how stuntmen fall in that bag after a stunt on a movie? Like, that's...
Stop. happened.
And I'm like, in my head, here go my cockiness. Oh, I'm still inside.
Yeah.
This shit is crazy.
Wow. I'm reaching it.
I'm reaching it. I can cut through.
Jeez.
I got sugar cane dick. Mm. I can cut. I can cut through all this shit with my. Yeah, it was great. But nah, that I've done it.
Yeah, man.
It felt bad.
It's a weird.
Ah, yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, God.
She didn't jump on me though. I was on top.
Ooh. Wow. That made me almost throw up
a little bit.
Like that feel like you that would vomit instantly from an impact.
Wow. That is a lot.
How do you not shit on yourself when a woman that size jumps on you?
No. You gotta board your bowels. There's nothing left. She done squeezed all the space out you.
Your body just gives up.
Yo.
I guess we're dead now.
Yeah.
Hold your breath.
Shout out to fat people, though. They strong. I wish I could have bones. Yeah, I wish I could have like a fat person strength, but just like at my weight. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like my knees and ankles would be strong enough to hold like 400 pounds.
I got a shout out. I'm talking about from grade school, baby. Athanasios Bentules. My nick. He was always a lineman when we played outdoor football.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'll be like, look, we used to just call him Tom. Athanasios was his big Greek name. But we was like, Tom, you gotta block the line, and I'm getting behind you. And Tom would never fit, just fat but agile.
Yeah.
He's a big boy, but he's boom, 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 knock people out the way. And I'm just right behind him, like in the center of his back, getting right to the fucking end zone. Yeah,
love
man.
It. Love a great
crazy
slogan.
About those guys. Huh. Those guys are always really gentle with the ladies, man.
Yeah.
I've never known a big bruiser fullback motherfucker that's got like a rape charge on him or aggressive nothing.
Because they're used to like caring for things they love like food and they never get a crumb on the floor. So they're very gentle. Let the ladies.
Yeah.
And they lick their fingers a lot. No, fat guys.
Girls like teddy bears. They like them dead bodies.
I'm talking about a fat guy. I was talking about the muscle, like the
oh, big, like
the motherfuckers like a rhinoceros.
Yeah, those guys are great too.
Big.
I like them all.
Yeah. All right. I don't know.
Great.
But that should be the new way that you measure. That should be the barometer. Like,
okay.
Like, you know, people shouldn't be judging a man based on how beautiful the girl is, but like how big she is. Like, if you took down a 300 pounder, that should be the accomplishment, almost like hunting wild game. Like, holy shit.
She was so nice, too.
Like, that should be the impressive thing.
The only thing that made me stop messing with her was the smell.
Like a fucking squirrel in that
It was just the smell.
I have a girl who won't stop texting me, and
I don't know.
I don't know how to tell her that.
You Maybe can be Karen as big as you want. But the smell
like an easier
was like,
way of
damn.
Telling not that Jesus Christ.
Oh no no!
I
no.
meant more of like a way to say
yeah,
that to a woman.
To ask you, yeah, how do you
Give
tell
me
a girl
your phone?
Her how would you tell a girl?
I don't know how to do that because I'm like she'll text me like, when's the next time we're hanging out? When's the next time? And she's like, got like mushrooms. She's like, are we taking mushrooms together? I was like, I don't want to smell you on mushrooms. Like,
so what should he say, Karen?
You like her? It's just she smells bad.
No. I mean, it's just
you don't like.
It's just a hookup, dude. It's just like
but
a fucking
the
hookup.
The hookup could remain if the smell wasn't bad.
It could
right?
be.
What smells her pussy or
yes.
her pussy smells?
Yes.
Well, that's a diet thing. I mean, that's like a whole thing.
She got to stop eating
that's
sloths.
A whole different lifestyle. Yeah, you got to stop.
It's her diet, you think?
It could stop be her diet.
Lifelong.
It could be her diet. It could be like I don't use tampons. Tampons have a lot of chemicals in them. They can make your pussy smell. It could be she could be sleeping with someone else and her pH balance with your dick is getting fucked up.
What?
That's a good I like that. Karen just gave us a reason. Who you fucking?
Yes.
Your pussy stink. Who else you fucking? Your
pH
pussy,
is off.
If my pussy's ever smelled, it's because I've like been a little double dipping.
I'm glad that you at least knew where that came from and weren't just like
that's science,
I
baby.
I like when women at least know, like, oh no, that's exactly what that's
Can for. I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Come on. Here
are you
Dylan.
Are you aware? So this is my problem.
Okay.
I'm a young guy, right? And she's like a younger woman my age. It blows my mind that she's not aware. Because like for me, like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like you can kind of tell your dick smell. You better like stop fucking. You're like,
yeah.
Oh,
you guys
God damn.
Can't tell what your cum is going to taste like.
Oh, I know.
But that's a smell, dude.
I know it's a smell, but if you're swallowing, I mean, I'm a nice girl. I swallow.
Good for you.
If you, you don't know, I don't know what I'm getting anytime.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Thanks.
There's people in the studio
thank
here.
You so much. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have said only during February.
A few more days.
But it could be a diet thing. If you partied last night, if you drank too much, if you're dehydrated, if you did blow, like it definitely affects what your cum tastes like. Same thing with girls.
I think she's just a four.
You think she just has a stinky pussy?
Like, I just don't know what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. I like the taste of my own vagina, so I'm always very much aware of what it tastes like.
Well, there's the answer.
It should be, yeah. I think that's a good thing. Yeah.
I think she knows. I just don't think she attempts to fix it, which is awful.
If that's kind of slovenly to be like, you're lucky you're down there. You're lucky I let you near my stinky puss at all.
Is it true, too? Some women, that's more so when that's the fake out. You trying to act like you should be grateful is really, I'm insecure about this thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But it's the head fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you that story when the girl, I went to Harlem and this girl pulled her panties down and went, whew. Like, I didn't see that. She went like that. She went,
you're joking.
And she still gave it to you?
No, she tried. I got out of there. I saw her do it.
But
and I was like, nope.
Funny. That's like somebody giving you juice out of a dirty cup.
She said, she went like this. Or like, you ever go to somebody's house? That give you a drink
you
and then put stinky
eat?
Ice in the cup. They freezer is fucked up, so the fucked up freezer go into you, and then you drink the water.
Oh
like,
my
god! Got an aftertaste.
It's like Freon.
Yeah, nah. That she pulled pants down and went
women,
like I didn't see that, and I got up out of here. I Ubered up. I couldn't do it.
Some women think it's bad. The worse it smells, like the better it is. Like they think it's a good thing.
Oh,
some,
like some, wine? No.
Yeah.
No, like the ferment? No.
Yeah.
Some people, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's like fermented.
I remember the first, like, I remember I had some, foul as a kid. And I, you know, but I was all gas, no brakes back then,
right? So, you know, it's like, you just scuba dive, hold your nose, so figure it out.
I never forget, I got caught.
Here we go.
My mom came home, and my mom, like, I had just got the girl out, but I was chunkier back then, so I would keep my shirt on during sex. So it got all over
on
my
shirt.
All over.
My mom
came home and was definitely on some shit like, yo, come with me. I need for you to come with me to the store. But she sensed something wasn't right as far as my behavior. Yeah, I ain't had no time. So I had to get in the car with her. And my mom is just like, boy, are you having sex in my house? And
I'm like, she smelled it on you.
No. And she's like, I think you are, and whoever you're with, that is nasty.
Wow.
And we're like, we're in the car together, and she can just smell this.
Dylan is
foul.
Dylan is beside himself.
I know, me too, because I'm like, the girl.
Because you understand, my mom.
Y'all killing me. This is fucking disgusting. I'm honestly sorry. All the comments saying that you're right. I'm sorry I brought any of this up. This is fucking disgusting. I didn't need any of these analogies. I didn't need the dirty cup, the dirty ice. I'm out.
Yeah, hey, man, go ahead.
I'm even thinking about this now. My mom found out at that type of person what boy she was raising. You know what I mean? Like, at that moment, she's like, Jesus Christ.
That girl, did she ever interface with your mother? Did she ever meet her? That girl, yeah. Because can you imagine being like, oh, here comes a stinky puss girl.
I helped the girl out. Here you go. A fun story to maybe cap off the show. I was hanging with a girl. She was from Trenton. That's already a red flag.
Yeah.
I'm talking about calamari at the diner, nigga. Like, she was ordering calamari at a diner on the side of Route 30. I was like, nah,
stop.
Bruh.
Stop.
We on 130 getting calamari at the diner. This is going to be bad. So, nah. So, she took me. I went back to the house. She lived in the attic of a mother's house. That's the second red flag. She lived in the top pointy part, so her room was like a triangle. And then pulled them pants down, bro, and that smell hit me in the face like five fingers,
and
nigga.
And you know, I've been in those rooms. So
yo,
heat
boy,
rises.
Yo,
it's
boy.
Hot
and
up
then
there.
It, and then it, but it peaked into like a cone and then came
oh
back down.
Oh, my God. The girl that I was with had the peaky room, too.
Oh, no. It was probably the same chick. And fucking. So I was like, I can't do, like, I couldn't, my butt, because first of all, I was a janitor for a long time, so I got PTSD with smells.
Very
I can't deal.
Sensitive to smells.
I can't deal
too.
With smells.
Yeah.
Smells make my stomach
It'll
turn.
It'll make me vomit.
So I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
So in my head, I said, I can leave her like this. I can let her know about herself.
Right.
In the most genuinely single
How
mama's boy way. So I called her. I was like, babe, I had a good time, but the reason I bailed is because you just didn't smell quite right down there. And I was trying to,
that's
kind of.
Okay. That's
and she
good.
Was
that's
like,
a
oh.
Soft blow.
Oh, so she went and got checked out. Turned out she had bacterial vaginosis.
Wow.
Got it cleaned up. And she got back with her baby dad, had another kid, and they were a happy
good
family.
Good job. Good job.
See that?
He's like,
damn, good shit.
The baby daddy's like, why does does your vagina smell good? It's like, oh, you know, Derek, he fixed it.
I know. She was watching The King of Staten Island, and that guy was dancing, and she goes,
that's him,
that
that's
guy
him.
Fixed my vagina.
He fixed my pussy stick.
I fixed it. Dude, I'm not out here trying to berate.
Let's watch.
I want you to be better.
Let's watch Will and Grace again. Look at him. That guy fixed my pussy.
I fixed it. See? And I hopefully she still don't live in a triangle. Hopefully she moved out. But I fixed it.
If she does,
went to the doctor, found out she had BV, and was like, well, I got to take vitamins, and I got to change my diet, and I need some fish oil pills. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And then she's good now.
Yeah, yeah.
Had a whole other kid. Christ.
Black Air Force Ones, baby.
Because
that was a good
And that's
eat.
How you change the narrative.
Change the narrative. We never explained to Karen. Narrative. We got to have Karen come back on so we can tell her about the Black Air Force One gangs. We might be able to convert her. But one more time, Karen, before we close up, go ahead, plug whatever you got. Yeah, we'll tell you next time we have you in the show. We'll have you back.
What a mystery.
What an absolute blast having you here today.
Yeah, I had a great time. Thank you so much. I'll be in Houston. I should have said this earlier. March 20th at the Comedy Hub.
There you go.
Please buy tickets. Please. So sad. Please, anyone buy tickets. Do you hate comedy?
Where do they go to buy tickets?
Oh, shit.
The link's in my swipe up in my bio. I got links. Links on links.
Links on links.
She don't give a fuck about selling tickets. She's making money on OnlyFans. Whatever.
Sell some tickets.
Buy the tickets or don't. I don't give a fuck.
I'll give you a custom if you buy tickets.
There you go.
All right, Dylan, say goodbye, man.
Later, guys. Y'all know where to find me at Dylan J. Negri. All these three amazing people you see right here have been in my podcast, so come check them out on my YouTube channel at Dylan J. Negri.
There you go, boy. This is The Great Boy, That's the God, and this has been another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies. Well, well, well! Look like you made it to the end of the episode, which means you're fucking with us. So make sure you like, subscribe, and share. And if you want to see this a week early in HD, make sure you go to gasdigital.com/NNFA. And if you want to wear that fly stuff like that black on black hoodie, the black on black NNFAs for your black on black Air Force Ones, go to podcastmerch.com. And Dave, what you got to tell them, boy?
Sprinkle some gibberish in the comments so we know you're there.
Talk a little. Let us know that you're feeling it. Say something nice. You ain't got to be mean. Just come in. No need for apologies.